News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Today, the ESRI publishes a report which has recorded the development of thousands of children for the last number of years. And the findings show that nine-year-olds' developmental outcomes and their physical health, their socio-emotional well-being and their attitudes and engagements with school are intrinsically linked with both gender and family circumstances. And for more on this, I'm joined by one of the authors of the report, research analyst at the ESRI, Dr. Desmond O'Mahony. Desmond, can I ask you first of all, what were the standout findings of this? I suppose the headline being widely reported is that nine-year-olds prefer the internet to their friends.
Hi there, thanks for having me on. So the overall report marks the latest findings from the Growing Up in Ireland study. So we've been following the same group of children, over 8,000 children, since they were 9 months old. And this is following interviews with the children and the parents now when these kids are 9 years old. So we've looked at the key aspects of lives and development, their physical and mental health, their experiences at school with teachers and subjects, with a view to kind of better understanding the opportunities and challenges they face at this stage of life. We found, you know, again, several many positive things. So most of the children are enjoying school and get on well with their teachers. They've got close relationships with parents and they feel they can talk to them if they have any problems, and they enjoy a range of activities like sports, reading, arts, drama and family outings. However, the headline figures look at some negative findings too. So those from less advantaged backgrounds in terms of parental education, income, etc., were more likely to have health and socio-emotional difficulties and less likely to have positive views of school.
Okay. There was some differences on gender as well, wasn't there?
Yes, we saw gender differences as well. So girls fared better in terms of school, but boys were more likely to play sport and more likely to meet kind of activity targets for this age and to be a healthy weight as well. So again, a very prominent theme of the report is the extent to which family experiences and outcomes were associated with family circumstances. So one of the things we looked at was children's experiences and outcomes were associated with family circumstances. So 9 year olds from more disadvantaged backgrounds tended to have poor health outcomes and more socio-emotional difficulties.
So family background still a massive influence, I suppose. And it's not really surprising. Family backgrounds would be a massive influence, Desmond, on the lives and the lifestyles of their children. Was there anything that came out of this report that surprised you this time around?
Yes, so one of the things we saw was a socioeconomic gap in educational attainment. So we saw that that there was, if you looked at reading vocabulary tests, we have children doing age appropriate versions of these at 3 years, 5 years, and 9 years, and children who would have performed. So we had children who were from highly educated backgrounds who would have been high performers all the way along the every time point. We have children who would have come from kind of less advantaged socioeconomic backgrounds who would have also been very, very high performers initially. And their performance now has been kind of outshone by children who are low performers from high socioeconomic backgrounds.
Okay, so even children with lots of potential, their backgrounds can hold them back. Is that what we can infer from that?
So we're kind of seeing that the kind of persistent parental behaviours of kind of the and home learning environment are kind of starting to erode the natural advantage that some kids may have. So one of the things that we're seeing is that home learning behaviours like kind of reading, like daily reading to the child and listening to the child read, these happen more often in homes where the parent has either a high educational background or as a kind of high socioeconomic status. And we think that is one of the things that's kind of the concerted cultivation is kind of helping children who may have been less developed early on to catch up and are now starting to surpass children from some of the lower socioeconomic groups from households where these kind of activities don't happen.
Okay.
And one of the things we think is driving this is the value placed on education and the value based on kind of academic activities in these kind of high socioeconomic families.
Within the home. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is research analyst at the ESRI there, Dr. Desmond O'Mahony.